Tatsai, Denise, and welcome to Meeting Ground. Later in the show, I'll take you back to the coldest, the snowiest, the windiest day we've had so far this autumn, where a group of Métis honored the fallen at the National Métis Veterans Memorial Monument in Batoche, where we were reminded that our ancestors survived much worse than that. But first, a Saskatchewan First Nation is behind the largest land sale in North Battleford's history and the biggest Indigenous-led investment ever in the province. But it comes as a chief challenges the Saskatchewan Indian Gaming Authority and the process it uses. Mosquito Grizzly Bear's Headlean Man First Nation is planning to build a $100 million casino, hotel, and convention center complex on a 67-acre property along Highway 16 West in North Battleford. Chief Tanya Aguilar Antiman, also known as Chief Tanya Stone, calls the sod-turning ceremony a proud moment for her nation.
I'm overwhelmed and very excited of the future of Mosquito Grizzly Bear Headlean Man.
The chief's vision calls for a much bigger parcel of land, and that's just fine with North Battleford Mayor Kelly Houghton.
This is the most significant land sale in the city's history, from what our records indicate. And so we're very excited that Mosquito Grizzly Bear's Headlean Man First Nation sees the economic opportunity that we see in the community.
67 acres. Chief Aguilar Antiman's vision for the building itself?
Bigger, beautiful. That building's old. It's piecemealed. It's a hazard. It doesn't reflect anything about culture. It doesn't reflect any pride of the Battlefords. You know, we know 60% of the participants that go to that casino, that make that casino happen, are local. We want to bring the Battlefords alive. We want people from all across walks of life to come and enjoy the facility and the new destination in the Battlefords.
The Federation of Sovereign Indigenous Nations was at the groundbreaking ceremony, represented by Vice Chief David Pratt.
You heard the mayor of Battlefords talk about how they're looking for, it's the largest investment in the Battlefords history. So I think there'll be a lot of opportunities for First Nations and non-First Nations businesses to be a part of this, you know, as they're constructing the facility, as they're looking for people to rent and lease space. So I think there's a lot of opportunity for partnerships to come forward from this. So we're very happy for Chief Tanya and her council and wish them well.
So a $100 million investment. That's huge in anybody's books. Chief Aguilar Antiman says many are coming together for this.
We have private sector. We have, nations. We have our own source revenue. We have... We have a tremendous amount of individuals that are and companies that are ready to support the nation and with this big project. And, you know, we've come a long ways as Mosquito Grizzly Bear Headlean Man financially. We've come a long ways where the banks are ready to do business with the nation due to the tremendous amount of growth and wealth that we've transpired in the last 10 years.
During the groundbreaking ceremony, the chief was answering questions from a reporter about how all of this will work. And for me, this is where it all gets very interesting.
The current site is owned by Mosquito Grizzly Bear Headlean Man.
And SIGA.
And no, it's owned. The land is owned by Mosquito Grizzly Bear Headlean Man. There is a head lease there that restricts the nation involvement. And within that head lease, there's subleases. And so we gave notice to SIGA, April 1st, 2027, that if we don't strike an agreement that's going to improve overall nation, we will not sign for a future casino on that site. And we've already proposed to SIGA as an operator that we want to relocate to a new site. And this is the site that we want to propose to have that new casino.
This is where it gets messy. SIGA, the Saskatchewan Indian Gaming Authority, was not at this announcement. And you heard Chief Aguilar Antiman challenging the Gaming Authority to get on side. So the First Nation owns the land. SIGA owns and operates the building. Aguilar Antiman is giving SIGA a deadline.
April 1st, 2027, we gave notice that we will not sign any future ongoing business on that current site. So let's talk business, and let's talk business now.
So again, the First Nation owns the land. SIGA owns and operates the casino on the land. But that doesn't mean that SIGA actually deals with that individual First Nation. In fact, I know through history, SIGA has always partnered with tribal councils, not First Nations. Example, partnering with the Saskatoon Tribal Council, not the Whitecap First Nation, where the Dakota Dunes Casino sits. In a statement following the groundbreaking, though, the Saskatchewan Indian Gaming Authority acknowledged the announcement, but also said, and I quote, "At this time, SIGA has no plans to relocate the Gold Eagle Casino. Any future development plans regarding the GEC will be communicated at the appropriate time." Unquote. Those plans will probably be worked out with the local tribal council known as the Battlefords Agency Tribal Chiefs. So, well, what will happen on April 1st of 2027? Chief Aguilar Antiman.
We will not sign any future ongoing business on that current site.
I put a few calls into the Battlefords Agency Tribal Chiefs, but so far they are refusing to comment. And while she says the future is now, Chief Aguilar Antiman is making it clear she wants her First Nation to be at the table, not the Battlefords Agency Tribal Chiefs.
Nobody's going to be leading those discussions for Mosquito Grizzly Bearhead Lean Man. It's Mosquito Grizzly Bearhead Lean Man leading those discussions for our people and our generations to come.
Chief Tanya Aguilar Antiman. It'll be many months now, but we'll wait and see if SIGA collaborates with the Mosquito Grizzly Bearhead Lean Man First Nation or with the Battlefords Agency Tribal Chiefs. Coming up, Métis veterans honored and remembered. I'm David Curtin. This is Meeting Ground. On a windy, snowy November 6th, 2 days before Indigenous Veterans Day, a very hearty group of Métis joined together at the National Métis Veterans Memorial Monument in Batoche to honor the many Métis veterans who have given the ultimate sacrifice in conflict. The monument was unveiled in 2014, the first memorial dedicated to Métis veterans. And it is a beautiful monument. It includes 8 blue granite slabs on a concrete base, panels with the names of over 5,000 Métis veterans who died in World Wars I and II, the Korean conflict, Afghanistan, and peacekeeping operations. But also, it honors Métis and First Nations who died in the 1885 resistance. Now, when I called them a very hearty group of Métis who gathered, that's an understatement. The snow was pretty much horizontal. The wind is so strong. But Master of Ceremonies, Jason McKay, told the crowd this isn't the first time.
I was just reminded that our ancestors, today is nothing. Our ancestors used to face this weather every day. So we never forget the ones who fought and died before us to give us what we have today. To go home to our nice warm houses with heat and electricity. Our warriors died out here.
It was a very moving ceremony. It began with the introductory words of provincial elder Norman Fleury.
Good morning, bon matin, tanchega kiao kiao. Mitone mionagwan kaishinagwa kanush ka opina ma koma. Remembrance Day, I shanikatek kakyota umakani poyak egon makische exite tagwak eganapa tameko here our flags egutekap mote kamake wistow egoman tuga amigo yak kakyo kitome ut shapa tamak and akskato yak and Asha 80 years Ashpinega Punipay Second World War. Mina veterans Utagani Pochik and Gigaki Nagatigoyako Kwistow Egishiaka Nosh Egwa Kitoshuminanik Wistow Go Shiminanik Wistoga Pitigwechik military. They go wistow Tagani Pochik RCMP Gakio. Our soldiers, Otagayachik, Shimar Sigitananik, Ladies and gentlemen, this morning is such a beautiful morning. We give thanks to our Creator for bringing us together with the snow that reminds us of the seasons that are coming, and we get ready. And I made a little joke, and I said, well, that's the snow flurries. That's my relatives. They're white, but they're here. And so we got to not forget that we're related. Those are flurries. So we're here together. So let's welcome the flurries. And today is such a special day. And sometimes people say, don't pray too long. But when I die, you won't hear me anymore. So I'm a Makitone. They tell me I'm a Makitone. And that's why God gave me my Makitone to use. So with that, we're very happy to be here together. So many people put so much hard work to be here together. And we want to make sure we don't forget why we're standing here. As a matter of fact, this is the last fight we had with the government. And we're still standing here. And our relatives are laying not too far from here. But these names that are here are First Nations brothers and sisters that fought with us in the last resistance. The Dakota and Abtogoshanak, Ego Anishinaabe, Ego Nihiyawak, Kakyawiginutnigeyak. But in English, Ego 90% of us, we speak English, so I'll make you understand in this language. We're going to pray, God our Creator, we give thanks especially today as we honor our Métis veterans and those who are always in our hearts and fought bravely to serve their country, so we may have freedom to preserve our culture and our Métis worries and being proud Canadians. God our Creator, we give thanks to Louis Riel and his followers, the Métis soldiers who fought to protect our rights and our nationhood. Let's not forget yesterday, today, and always. So let's have a wonderful service, and let's keep on visiting and loving one another with respect. Shemarsi hau.
Provincial Métis Elder Norman Fleury. Throughout the ceremony, as many spoke and wreaths were laid, they were still battling the snow and the wind. Elder Andre Latan spoke.
About a mile south from here is our family traditional river lot. And to me, that is Natasquan, now my motherland. You know, it's where I'm home when I come back to Batoche and sit on that land. You know, when I do, the spirit of my Moshum Mina Kokum, they fought in the battle in 1885. Another one of his brothers, my Moshum's brother, Andre Latonza Patosh, also fought, and he died. And when I was born in 1955, I was named Andre Latonde after him, in honor of him. So I try and live my life in always honoring that name, that sacrifice that he made. My father was born 3 years after the battle. You know, it was not a good time to grow up in those days, because as we all know, the history after 1885, there was laws that came in that really severed Miowagotwin, the good relationships that we had with Wanero, with the Carlton people, First Nations, Taskos, Beardies, Mina, the white farmers around that had settled here. You know, I heard many, many stories growing up as a young boy. I'm the second youngest of 21 children that my father had. I'm the second youngest, and there's only two of us left. One older brother, Nishtes, who can't even talk, can't communicate. He's a prime example of that. Those laws and the devastation that happened afterwards. And yet, here we stand. There's a reason for that. I think it goes long before those old people, they prayed. Gagis moon, taskos, what I did. You know, they taught me, the ancestors taught me how to honor our ancestors, how to honor them.
Métis elder André Letendre, who, as you heard, grew up just steps away from where the monument is now. Indigenous Veterans Day was celebrated, of course, in cities and communities, large and small, and not necessarily on November 8th, but maybe a few days before. Sweetgrass First Nation honored 15 of its own who served overseas, from the First World War through Korea. It was held at the Sweetgrass Community Center, beginning with a pipe ceremony in the morning. Sweetgrass also once again hosted the Saskatchewan First Nations Veterans Association Remembrance Day service. Chief Laurie Whitecalf says this is a chance to honor the stories that history books in schools often left out.
I learned the general history that everybody else learned, but the history I learned about Sweetgrass and our people, I learned from home.
Chief Whitecalf says the ceremony is about more than remembering battles. It's about teaching the kids.
It's important for us, I guess, for history to teach our kids, our young people, how we came to today, the sacrifices they made to enlist, fight for our country, and provide us with the freedom we have today.
As for the fallen, we will remember them. Thank you once again for letting me join you. Meeting Ground is on every Saturday at 5 and Sunday at noon. And our podcast is available at ckom.com and cjme.com. I'm David Curtin. See you again next week right here on Meeting Grounds.